I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's Christians are reeling in shock in the wake of Sunday's bombing attack. We'll tell you how one ministry is sharing the stories of hope. And then you'll also hear about a chance to double your impact in the lives of kids in India. And it's all connected to the Great Commission. We'll start today, though, in Egypt, where an ISIS splinter group has claimed Sunday's church bombing in Cairo. That attack killed 25 Coptic Christians and injured 49, many critically. Sat7's founder and CEO, Dr. Terry Ascott, observed,
I think it's become a pattern that at a time of celebration, this is a sort of spoiler. It's also a time when attackers know there are large numbers of people assembled together in a confined space. There are tactical and psychological reasons for such an attack being carried out at the beginning of the Advent season.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, and they have an office in Cairo. Ascott says their team has been responding all week with special programming to help give voice to the grief, as well as to provide hope and comfort.
The power of prayer is always underestimated in these kind of situations. We can stand with the church as it seeks to provide aid and support to the victims of this tragedy.
More importantly, this is a time when the church gets to show its loving and forgiving side, and the impact is profound.
When Christians pray for their enemies and forgive their enemies in public, as happened in many incidents in the past. So we do pray that this will also add to the weight of witness.
Next, cancer isn't something that anybody wants to really go through, especially if you're a kid. However, Family Christian recently helped add some joy at a children's hospital through its social media contest with the Barnabas Bear. Family Christian's Daniel Warren explains.
It was one of those things when we first started looking at, you know, different ways to bless the communities that we're involved with. And what we really wanted to do was to reach out to our Facebook fans and say, here's an opportunity. Kind of an unusual contest that when I was thinking about it, because usually when you win a contest, you win something for yourself.
The contest winner, Indiana teacher Jennifer Ellingwood, who won 120 Barnabas Bears to give away to a charity of her choice. And she chose Riley's Children's Health at Indiana University.
The teacher, one of her students, a young lady by the name of Kennedy, has been battling cancer nearly her entire life. And this child had such a deep impact on the teacher that when she won the contest, she knew immediately how she wanted to use it.
See, the Barnabas Bear is a reminder of Christ's love and the gospel. In fact, the bear's foot reads, Jesus loves you. It opens doors for the gospel. And now 120 kids have that reminder every day. And finally, some friends of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India have put their money where their mouth is. See, Mission India runs children's Bible clubs, and normally it takes $1 to send one kid to attend a program. But this month, every dollar donated to the children's Bible clubs will be matched. And that means that $1 essentially sends two kids to the program where they can be tutored and learn about Christ. Mission India's Eric Morsehead shares a recent story about Omar, who was struggling in school.
Mission India launched a children's Bible club in Omar's community, and he joined it, wanted to hang out and meet some new friends. And by doing so, leaders helped him every day with his homework. And so gradually, Omar learned to learn and became better in school, and his parents were just so blown away. Partly through his experience with the Children's Bible Club, the leaders, they introduced him to Jesus. Just the transformation of Omar's heart began to take place. And one day during the Bible program, he received Christ.
Omar's wasn't the only life changed.
Today, his entire family has grown to know Christ. And for the first time ever, they'll celebrate Christmas together.
Your gift can give other Indian kids and families the chance to learn about Christ and start celebrating Christmas, too. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog that helps support their national ministry partners around the world as they're the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. You'll find it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.